1 Corinthians 12. But concerning spiritual manifestations, brethren, I do not wish you to be ignorant. Ye know that when ye were of the nations, ye were led away to dumb idols, in whatever way ye might be led. I give you therefore to know that no one, speaking in the power of the Spirit of God, says, Curse on Jesus, and no one can say, Lord Jesus, unless in the power of the Holy Spirit. But there are distinctions of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are distinctions of services, and the same Lord, and there are distinctions of operations, but the same God who operates all things in all. But to each the manifestation of the Spirit is given for profit. For to one by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, and to a different one faith in the power of the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing in the power of the same Spirit, and to another operations of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, and to a different one kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But all these things operates the one and the same Spirit, dividing to each in particular according as he pleases. For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in the power of one Spirit we have all been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondmen or free, and have all been given to drink of one Spirit. For also the body is not one member, but many. If the foot say, Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it on account of this not indeed of the body? And if the ear say, Because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it on account of this not indeed of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where the hearing? If all hearing, where the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, according as it has pleased him. But if all were one member, where the body? But now the members are many, and the body one. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have not need of thee, or again the head to the feet, I have not need of you. But much rather, the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those parts of the body which we esteem to be more void of honor, these we clothe with more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. But our comely parts have not need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part that lacked, that there might be no division in the body, but that the members might have the same concern one for another. And if one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, and if one member be glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are Christ's body, and members in particular. And God has set certain in the assembly, first, apostles, secondly, prophets, thirdly, teachers, then miraculous powers, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all in possession of miraculous powers? Have all gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But desire earnestly the greater gifts, and yet show I unto you a way of more surpassing excellence.